The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. While this is the darkest time in our nation's history, the light is beginning to rise. I consistently meet people who are praying with others for revival in this land and who assure me they are also praying in their own prayer closet for revival. This is encouraging because, as one great man of God stated it, when God intends great mercy for His people, the first thing He does is set them a-praying. After many years in the ministry, it seems to me that the greatest graceometer, as C.H. Spurgeon said it, of the church is its prayer meeting. You can tell what God is up to in a church by how many people are fervently praying for Him to settle among them and do whatever He wants to do. So with growing darkness in our land, how should we be praying? While it would be usurping the Holy Spirit's leadership to, in detail, tell someone how to pray about a specific thing, there is a general way I've learned to pray that has been very helpful to me, helping me to have faith that God is listening and answering my prayers. Since Jesus promised us that, quote, "All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer believing, you shall receive." Believing or expecting God to do what we ask is the key to receiving what we ask. But what is there on which we can base this belief? That truth is found in 1 John 5:14 and 15, which states, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we've desired of Him." Thus, praying in the will of God is the key to us being able to be certain that God will hear and answer our prayer. It is the key to faith. So how can we be certain we are in the will of God? Number one, we can only know the will of God by being surrendered to His will for us, as John 7:17 teaches. If I can sincerely say, "Lord, whatever you want for me, wherever you want it, with whomever you want it, forever how long you want it," then I am surrendered to the will of God. Secondly, since His Word reveals His will, if what I'm praying agrees with what He's written in the Bible, I can expect Him to answer those prayers. Therefore, I found a method whereby I can know I'm praying the will of God. If I make my prayer the actual words of Scripture, I can be absolutely certain God is answering that prayer. On that basis, I can expect God to answer my request. One of the prayers I consistently pray for my family is Colossians 1:9. I call each of our names to the Lord and then pray that He will, quote, "fill each of us with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of the Lord, pleasing Him in all respects, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Him." I believe God is answering this prayer in our family because I know it's His will to work these things in us. His Word says so. And when a group of people pray this way for their community, especially if they are from more than one church in that community, they can expect to see God move where they live. And if we pray, "Father, in Jesus' name, help us as Americans to, quote, humble ourselves and pray and seek Your face and turn from our wicked ways so You can hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land," we can know He's doing just that, applying that prayer in whatever way and to whomever He chooses to apply it. Shouldn't we be consistently praying the Scripture for the lost and for revival in God's people here in this land? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com.